Again, today I want to discuss Tu Bishvat in relation to Shabbos Shira. This week is Shabbos Shira. I want to present two different ideas that I'm taking out of this Sefer called Sefer Emek Ilan.
Bye.
Reuven Melech. How do you like that name? Ben Binyamin Yitzchak Schwartz. His name is Melech, King. Reuven Melech, Ben Binyamin Yitzchak Schwartz.
His name is Schwartz.
Schwartz, Reuven Schwartz. Where is he from? His Haskam is come of Eliyod of Wachtvogel. Okay, so he comes from South Wolfsburg. Hill in South Wolfsburg. Rav David Cohn from Chevron. He's coming to America. I saw yesterday a Dir Shusim. He's coming to America for the Dir Shusim.
Sunday.
Rav Yitzchak Sirotskin. Okay. Rav Yitzchak Dov Shechter. I don't know who that is. Chassidisha. And Rav Itamar Isamar.
What's it just?
Isamar Gurvitz. I don't know who that is. And Lakewood. We have a Haskar from Lakewood. From who? From Rav Ulshan. Okay, so we get an idea who a person is by the Haskamas, not even reading the Haskamas, just see who he's associated with. We get a flavor. He learned in South Wolfsburg, he learned in Lakewood, he learned in Chevron. Obviously, he's been around. The Sefer is impressive. Rabbi Sein, I think he has already 3-4 volumes. He has some very, I like his Sefer very, very much. He has a few Sefer. This person is very Chashu Sefer. Let's discuss, okay, some ideas. See, a lot of stuff is off the beaten path. First idea. I'm telling you pretty much what it says here. Not every detail, but pretty much what it says here. Let's first discuss some halacha. This week is Parshas Shabbos Shira. What is Shabbos Shira? Kriyas Yam Suf. There is an ancient minhag, goes back from time immemorial, to put out on Shabbos itself to take kernels of wheat and put them outdoors to feed the birds. Why would you want to do that? There are many, many reasons. One reason is because of a popular reason. Dosan va'aviron tried to undermine Moshe Rabbeinu by putting out mon on Shabbos. And Moshe said that the mon will not fall on Shabbos. So they took their mon, they hid it, they put it outside, and the mon would, that way they would delegitimize Moshe Rabbeinu. The birds came to the rescue. They took away what Dosan va'aviron put outside. Hakara satoif. To the birds who took away what they tried to delegitimize Moshe Rabbeinu, we feed them. That's one time. But I think the more popular reason is because it has to do with Shabbos Shira. Birds are the master of song. They're the masters. They chirp. Wake up early in the morning, you hear them singing. On Shabbos, when we sing to Hashem, Ashira LaHashem Ki Go'o Go'o, we want to join with the master of song. Who is the master of song? The birds. So we give them food. And what do we feed them? They like wheat kernels. Their favorite food is wheat kernels, so we give them some wheat kernels. The Magen Avram says it's usher to do this minhag. It's an ancient minhag. I think they say that the Stipler did this. He put out food, if I'm not mistaken. And if Chaim Knievsky used to do it also, until the Chazonish said that you should follow what it says in the Magen Avram. The Magen Avram says you're not allowed to feed a creature that's not your responsibility. If you have no responsibility for a creature, it can fend for itself, you're not allowed on Shabbos to feed a stray dog. Dogs might be different. Dogs you may be allowed to, because dogs are always hungry. You're not allowed to feed on Shabbos animals that are not your responsibility. Why not? Different reasons. You may come to trap them, tzeda, it's like zera. You may come to tircha yisera. There are different malachas muksa, you may come to metal to them. So you're not supposed to get involved with creatures that are not your responsibility on Shabbos, and therefore it's not proper to feed birds on Shabbos. This is what it says in the Mogen Avraham in Shulchan Aruch Hilcha Shabbos. You're not supposed to do it. Now, it seems though that not everyone accepted this Mogen Avraham. There are people that say that this is not for no reason. There is a reason. It's to mekayim this minog atik, this old ancient custom. And when you're doing something for a good reason, the gezeira does not apply. So there are people that are on Shabbos itself. If you own the bird, if you did own the bird, you're allowed to. If you have a bird, you have a bird in a cage, a parakeet, whatever, you have a chay, whatever you have, you're allowed to feed them on Shabbos, your responsibility. So just because it's not my bird, I can't feed them, I'm doing it for a reason. The reason I'm doing it is Mekayim Deminik, so it's no worse than had I owned this bird. So therefore, people, they do it. Some say that you're not feeding the birds, you're just putting food outside. If the birds happen to come and take the seeds, you're not feeding them directly. You put it outside on Shabbos, and they come, they take it, they take it. They don't take it, they don't take it. It's not the same thing as putting the food into their mouth. Others say you can make a pshara, put the food outside Erev Shabbos, so you're not really feeding them. Okay, all right, so let's not get into the details. Let's not get into the details. That is what you do on Shabbos Shira. Good question. So Mr. Rosenbaum may ask the question, what does this have to do with Tu B'Shvat? So he writes here, there are two Shabbosites that we commemorate during the year that have a special title, term, that are really terms, what he's about to say is a very big Kiddush. I don't know where he gets this from. I think it could be his own, could be it's not his own, which really have nothing to do with themselves, but really are referring to a future event. Incredible Kish was about to say. Let's take a step back. Soon we're going to call, and I think next week is Parsha Shkolim. Why is next week called Parsha Shkolim?
2 weeks.
2 weeks, I'm sorry, 2 weeks. Parsha Shkolim. Why? Because you lay on Shabbos itself with a Shkolim. Shabbos Zohar, you lay on the Parsha Zohar. Shabbos Agadol. The Shabbos itself, you're doing things. Okay, what about Shabbos Shuvah? Shabbos Shuvah. It's a Shabbos to do Teshuvah. Shuvah Yisrael. You lay the Haftorah. Shuvah Yisrael. What about Shabbos Hagadol? Also, you lay Hagadol v'ad Haftorah. Hagadol v'hanoira. All of the Shabbos is more or less a Shabbos Chazoin. Shabbos Chazoin. Chazoin Yeshayah ben Amoitz. Okay? So Nachamu really, so this is where he's getting into trouble, what he's saying, but it's not such a terrible thing. Let me explain. So we say Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami. Nachamu, Nachamu. So he says, no, that's not the Pshat. Shabbos Shira, Oz Yoshir Moshev, is a Shira Hazois. No, it's not the time. You know why? It's something that's going to happen the coming week. Every Shabbos is a Hakdama to the week that's about to arrive. The Iker Tan, this is a tremendous Chiddush. Now, this is something I never heard before. This is a tremendous Chiddush. The reason why it's called Shabbos Shira, really, in this interpretation, has nothing to do with Oz Yashir Moshe Uvinei Yisrael Es HaShira Hazais. You know why it's called Shabbos Shira? Because this week is Tu B'Shvat. Shabbos Shira B'Shalach is almost always, not all, but we go by Sarovi says, another defect in this vart, but it's kamat always before Tu B'Shvat. Likewise, Shabbos Nachamu is almost always before Tu B'Av. Tu B'Av is the Nechama of the Chorban. Lohayu Yom Tov L'Shol K'chamisha Asa B'Av. Think about what's the Nechama? Shidduchim. Why is Shidduchim the Nechama? What did they do on Tu B'Av? They did a lot of things. A lot of things. One of the things they did was they engaged in Shidduchim. What is Shidduchim? The future of Klal Yisrael. When there's a Chorban, what does Chorban mean? It's over. It's over. Finished. You know what Tu B'Av is? It ain't over yet. It ain't over. People are getting married. They're having a new generation.
Just the beginning,
right? A new generation. New generation. It's a new beginning. You know why it's called Shabbos Nachamu? It's the Shabbos before the Nechama. We always like to say that Tu B'Av is when you get up from Shiva. Tu B'Av is the seventh day of Shiva. Chorban happened on Tes. An Avelos, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. And on Tu B'Av, we get up from Shiva. It's Nechama. And what do you do when you get from Shiva? Go weiter. Next generation. Rebuild. Sheva upon people tzaddik v'kom. Rebuild. Shevahem b'nois yoytzais. They went out. They were oisik in zivugim. So therefore, the Shabbos before, it's like the Ufraf, the Shabbos before Tu B'Av is Shabbos Nacham. Not because Nachamu, Nachamu, Esami, not because, that's not the only reason.
No,
what?
No,
why is it wrong truck?
There's no S.
Why? It's the Shabbos. It's besides the Nachmu Nachmu Ami. It's the Shabbos that's the Oifraf of Nechama of Tu B'Av. Shabbos Shira. Why is it called Shabbos Shira? Because this week is Tu B'Shvat. And Tu B'Shvat, that's the real song. Why is Tu B'Shvat the real song? So let's explain. First of all, where do the birds live? They live in trees. They live in trees. Birds live in trees.
Or telephone poles.
Birds live on Shabbos. We give food to the birds. But this coming, birds need a place to live. Where are they going to live? Birds make their nests in trees. It's Tobias. We put out the food on Shabbos Shira for the birds. Why? Because guess what? You're getting a new home this week. You're moving in to your new home because it's Rosh Hashanah Lo Ilanos. It's a new year for the trees. This tree is going to be the home for a generation of new birds. It goes together. Now, why is that called a song? So let's explain. Now, he has a lot of very deep ideas. I'm going to elaborate a little bit more than he said. Let's explain. There is doimeim tzoymeach chai medaber. There are four categories of creatures in this world, of objects. Doimeim is objects. No, there's no life. Earth, soil, water. Doimeim, rock. Then there's tzoymeach, things that grow. Then there's something called a chai, a living creature. And then there's man who is a medaber. Chazal categorize, put everything in one of these four categories. Now, amongst the objects that are doimeim, there are some very boring objects on the earth. They don't go anywhere. Rocks, rock, soil, water. And then there are doimeim, objects that are doimeim, that rise, that come up. A tree is not a tzomeach. A fruit is a tzomeach. I have to put it in the right category. When we talk about tzomeach, things that blossom, that does not refer to trees. A tzomeach are the fruits. Fruits that blossom, flowers, fruits. That's tzomeach. What is doimeim? From all the objects in this world that are doimeim, what is the doimeim? Doimeim that rises up from the earth and rises to heaven. A tree. A tree is an object from the doimeim, expressed itself in wanting to rise, to elevate itself from the ground, the Hashamayim, Shamayim LaHashem, the Aretz Nasan Levnei Adam, the tree rises up. In the category of Tzoymeach, things that blossom, forgetting this, things that blossom, Tzoymeach, okay, let's put that for one second while I find the page to figure out that the word Tzoymeach, put that by one second. Let's talk about the Chai, the living creatures, for one moment. Do buffaloes go to heaven? Do cows go to heaven? No. The only Chai that strives to go up, living creature that goes up to heaven, is birds. We skipped over Tzomeach. We'll hold back one second on Tzomeach. That's going to be the Chita. Medaber. In this world, there are lots of creatures who talk. In China, they talk. I don't understand a word they say. But they talk. They talk in Japan. They talk all over the world. In North Korea, they also have their own language. They all talk. Okay? Everyone has their language. From all of the medabrim in this world, which medaber is a medaber that is rising through the koyach hadibur to heaven? Od Yisrael. Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, they are the medabrim, amongst all the medabrim, that climb, rise to heaven. We have four categories. Each category is very broad. In the category of doimim, you have earth, you have soil, you have mountains and hills. There are many different types of doimim. We're looking for a specific doimim that rises up. What's the significance of rising up? You're going, you're striving for spirituality. A tree is a piece of wood that is a doimim. It's a piece of wood. It's a doimim, doesn't do anything. But yet, this doimim is a dugma from all the various categories of doimim, the doimim that is striving for spirituality. Among the living creatures, there's a whole go to the Bronx Zoo. They'll show you so many living creatures. Which one of the living creatures can you put in the category of a living creature that's trying to rise from the earth to a higher sphere of heaven? It's the birds. Birds fly. Birds fly. They go from the earth, they fly into the sky. Buffaloes, giraffes don't fly. They're rooted in the earth. From the category of the medabrim, we have 70 nations. Today, the United Nations has a lot more than 70. They have 100 and whatever they have. Which one of the medabrim really cares about what's going on in Shemayim? To go and elevate themselves. Klal Yisrael. Now, what about the category of Tzomeach? Things that blossom, that grow. Things that grow. Chitim. Why chitim? I don't know. I don't remember. I studied this. I forgot. Why does chitim go up to heaven more so than any other tzomeach? Chitim, wheat. From wheat you produce bread. You produce bread. And bread, you say, ha-moitzi lechem, ha-loitzi, ha-moitzi, you bring forth lechem. And I guess that's really why, because it's the only thing which you make a ha-moitzi on. Okay, you make chitim, wheat, is something which we use to it's the main staple of life. Chitim is, I guess you have to say that's the pshat. Lechem. Wheat is unique among all of the things that are tzoymeach. Okay, we're just extrapolating now. And that wheat is something which grows out of the ground, but obviously has a spiritual quality to it. Because it's used for all the korbanos. All of the menachos have chitim. Okay, there are exceptions. There's barley. It's very rare. A soita has barley. On Pesach we have a barley. But all the menachos are chitim. The lechem apadim, like you said, is wheat. It's only on bread do you make hamoitzi lechem in haaretz. And you make habrichas hamazayim. There's something unique about the tzoneach of wheat, which is used in the spiritual world. So we've taken over here all of these four things together. All of these four things together. We're taking man, Adam, is going to take a chita, going to take a piece of wheat, and he's going to give it to a bird who lives, where does the bird live? Where does the bird live? The bird lives in the trees. On Shabbos before, you put the seed outside so the bird can have it and go be happy. I have my food. I can now go home to where I come from. The root of a bird is a tree. They live in trees. They make a nest in a tree. In other words, Shabbos Shira is missing a very important ingredient. You're going to put out food, a chita. You, the Adam, the Medaber, are going to put out a chita for the bird. On this Shabbos, why this Shabbos? Because this Shabbos is the ufruf of its new bias. Chosan Kala, what is the ufruf about? This week, the Chosan and the Kala are going to build a bias neman be Yisrael. Anaya bias. Is that what an offer is all about? Chosan and Kala, you're getting married. What do you do when you're getting married? You should be zoicha to build a bias neman. The birds this week are celebrating because they're going to be building a new bias, a bias neman this coming week. What do you mean a new bias? Well, this week are new trees. It's Rosh Hashanah Lo Ilanos. And birds live in the trees. They're going to set up their new button. And we're going to help them. We're giving them a wedding present. A homecoming, what's it called? A Chanukah Sabayis for them. By giving them something to eat. And what do we select to give them? Chitim, wheat. What do all of these things have in common? All of these things are spiritual in nature. They all have a degree of spirituality of rising up from the mundane, ordinary existence to rise to greater heights of spirituality. What is song? Let's take a step back. This is the clincher of the whole Vart. I mean, it's basically Yisoy, but it enhances this idea. What is the uniqueness of man? Man is a medaber. Man is a person who speaks. How do you know that? Because it says in the past, there's a famous Yisoy, everyone knows this, Baal Peh. Vayibach, when Hashem gave man life, the pasuk says, Vayibach be'apov nishmas chayim. Hashem blew the spirit of life into his nostrils. Vayihi ha'adam lenefesh chaya. And man was alive. Like Frankenstein came to life. Vayihi ha'adam lenefesh chaya. How does the Targum translate Vayihi ha'adam lenefesh chaya? Doesn't say man was alive. And he was a speaking creature. A man of it. The essence of life is intelligent speech. You can talk. If speech represents intelligent life, what then is song? Song is not just speech. Song is speech on steroids. Song, lyrics, music, melody, rhyme, comes a full circle. Song represents not just speech, it represents man taking his essence of life and expanding upon it and spiritualizing that speech, injecting spirituality to rise and elevate himself to an exalted level of spirituality. That's what the essence of man is. All I'm giving you, man, is Vayihi ha'adam lenefesh chaya. You can talk. That's it. Man invented song. This is man's creation. Because Hashem only gave man life. Ruach mimalila. What did man do that Hashem did not do? Man invented Oz Yashir Moshe. Uvenei Yisrael es Hashira Hazais. Man took speech and went to an extreme. Birds, they also know how to sing. This Shabbos is where man is showing he's not just a medaber. I'm not just going to be like all the other creatures in my category. I'm a medaber. You're a medaber. China's a medaber. Japan is a medaber. North Korea's a medaber. Argentina. All medaberim. We're just here. Like earth. There's a lot of earth. There's a lot of water. There's a lot of soil. There's a lot of elements. All doimim. Doimim. That's not the purpose of creation. The purpose of being a doimim is to rise up. Tree. It rises from the ground to heaven. Tzomeach. Wheat, I'm not going to be like everything else. I'm going to go on the Mizbeach. I'm going to be the catalyst for a person to say the only Bracha D'Oraisa, Birchas HaMazon, to say Birchas HaMazon. I'm going to be that catalyst. I'm going to rise up, not just be like everyone else. Chai, bird. I'm not going to sit on this earth. What, are you kidding me? I'm not going to sit around this mundane earth. I want to go where the action is. Hashemayim, Shemayim la Hashem. And man, what do you have to say for yourself? What, you want to just be like everyone else? No, no, no. I want to sing Shira. Oz Yashir Moshe Uvinei Yisrael Es Hashira Hazas. Shabbos Shira is we take this, it comes together. These ideas all come together. It's the day when man elevates himself, not just to be a regular medaber, but to be a medaber that goes higher. And we look into this week, this coming week, is the Rosh Hashanah lo ilanos, the ilan, the domain that elevates itself. The birds, we take the birds, the Shabbos, and we give them the chita. We are mitstarif all of these things together by being mekayim this minok. So the aside of this idea is these two Shabboses, Shabbos Shira and Shabbos Nachmu, are not just called Shira and Nachmu because we say Es Hashira Hazois Batoshar Devoira. It's not just because we say the Haftar Nachmu Nachmu Ami. These Shabbosos are like the Ufaf of what's coming next. The Ikur Nechama for Klal Yisrael is Tuba'av. It's the Ufaf of Nechama. This Shabbos is the Ufaf of the Elon, the new bias for the birds. And we are also trying to emulate the tree. We take advantage, the tree and the bird that's going to get its new bias, by also emulating them in striving to be more than what is, which is everyone else. If everyone's a daimim and this daimim rises higher, wow. If so, the bird goes from the earth to Shemayim, wow. The chita goes higher. So this Shabbos, when we're coming to celebrate the bias nemon that the bird's going to make in the new bias, we also have to break out of our mediocrity and we have to rise higher. We just can't be a medaber. We have to sing Shira. So this is a lesson for us to bring these ideas together to come forward and to go to higher levels in all dimensions of our life. Have a wonderful day.